Proclamation number 6596 of 16th of July, 1956. Spiritual low impact of unredeemed sin debt. The burden of sin weighs humanity down. It is not that people feel this burden physically, but that their souls are downcast, which manifests itself in low mindedness, in godless lifestyles, in unbelief and world hunger, in completely materialistic thinking and striving. Hence the spiritual low on earth is the effect, the sign of the still unpunished guilt. It is the consequence of a life without Jesus Christ, for people have not yet found their redemption and their souls still carry the immense burden of their sin themselves and are depressed by it so that they cannot lift themselves up without help. Thus God's adversary still has full power over these people and expresses himself by driving them to act contrary to God, by withholding all knowledge from them and only ever being concerned about keeping them outside divine order. There could not be so much misery in the world if this adversary were not able to cause so much harm, yet people themselves allow him his disastrous activity. They are in bondage to him, for they are still entangled in the sin which handed them over to him when they fell away from God and followed his adversary. They will not let themselves be freed from this great sin by the one who has the power to also loosen their chains, by Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for the sake of this great guilt of sin, who redeemed it for all those who believe in him and place themselves under his cross. But people do not believe in him and are therefore unredeemed and thus in the power of the enemy of their souls. And this is the great spiritual adversity in which the whole of humanity finds itself except for the few who have found Jesus Christ and also found redemption from sin and death through him. The earth is meant to serve the fallen spiritual to mature. And on this earth God himself came into the world in the man Jesus to help people free themselves from their bondage. And all people could redeem themselves completely if only they would turn to him, to Jesus Christ, and acknowledge him as their liberator and ask for his help. But only a few believe in him, in his mission and in their redemption. They are still so deeply in sin that the Lord can easily prevent them from turning to another for help because he ensures that the knowledge of this helper is withheld from them. But God in his love grants this knowledge to all people, and truly, all could make use of it and dare to try to release themselves from the adversary's bondage. For the time being they could only want to be released from their burden which weighs them down, then they would truly already be helped. Instead, his influence becomes ever stronger, for people also reject the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, as miscued dance without once taking a closer look at it. And they cannot be forcibly brought to believe in it. But neither can they find salvation without faith in him. And this explains the spiritual law which causes God to put an end to his adversary's activity. For people who have sunk to the depths would be irredeemably lost if they were not wrested from the adversary and reintegrated into the process of development which leads them up from the depths again, even if it takes an infinitely long time. The graces of Jesus Christ's act of salvation remained unused by the people of this time, and therefore their stay on earth is no longer long. And Satan's activity, which tries to prevent people from finding Jesus Christ, must also be stopped. But he will not keep the soul even though he believes to be its master forever. For as soon as humanity has reached a certain spiritual low, God's love will take care of it by allowing a new earth to arise through His will and His might. And a spiritual substance which failed as a human being will take up residence in it again in a just order. And again it will have to go through the course of development until it will be confronted again to confess Jesus Christ and let Him redeem it. For only He can redeem the guilt of sin which burdens every being, and only He can give it freedom and redeem it from Satan's bondage. Amen.